planting rain and destruction.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson's tracking conditions.
There is a tornado watch that goes into portions of the Tidewater of Virginia and Hampton Roads area, as well as into northeastern North Carolina. We've already seen several tornadoes today, and we'll likely see more as the day goes on.
Former President Trump has agreed to debate Vice President Harris next month, but today he took a couple shots at his Democratic rival.
Kamala's record is horrible. She's a radical left person at a level that nobody's seen. She picked a radical left man.
Trump speaking from Mar-a-Lago today. Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will meet with auto union workers in Detroit. CBS's Matt Piper has more now on the two suspected terrorists planning attacks at a Taylor Swift concert.
CBS News has learned that an emergency siren device was found during the search of one of the suspects. It's believed he would have used it to get through security at the venue, pretending to be police. Also found a chemical potentially used in bomb making. Knives were also found, which officials believe the suspect intended to use to attack people online outside. One of the suspects, a 19-year-old from Austria, has told authorities he was prepared to take his own life during the attack.
Swift's concerts have since been canceled. Another Russian-American could face a long prison sentence in Russia.
Ksenia Karolina has been accused of making a $50 donation to a charity supporting Ukraine. Now Russian prosecutors are seeking a 15-year sentence. Lawyers for the Los Angeles spa employee are hoping once she's sentenced, a prisoner swap will be arranged. Karolina was born in Russia but immigrated to the U.S. in 2012 and became a U.S. citizen. She was arrested after returning to see family.
That's CBS's Cammie McCormick. A bit of Olympic deja vu today in Paris.
U.S. sprinter Noah Lyles says he has COVID. He finished third in the 200-meter final behind Botswana's Letsile Thabogo and fellow American Kenny Bednarik. Lyles was taken away in a wheelchair looking out of breath. He says he was diagnosed with COVID Tuesday morning, 2 days after he won the 100 by 0.005 of a second. He said he felt sore but thought it was just because of his tough race, then got tested and found out it was positive. He said he never considered dropping out, choosing to hydrate as he quarantined. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
Team USA's Sydney McLaughlin-Aroney just won gold and set a world record in women's hurdles. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. People in the Elmwood Park area are urged to check their surveillance footage. Racine County Sheriff's deputies say they searched for two suspects Tuesday night after a home invasion on North Elmwood Drive. A clogged sewer pipe in Kenosha has resulted in nearly two dozen homeowners dealing with raw sewage flooding their homes. City officials say it was due to improper disposal of items like flushable wipes. Our Racine County Board Committee plans to hold a hearing later this month regarding the introduction of a 0.5% sales tax that could generate $20 million in revenue. People wanting to share their thoughts can do so at a hearing on August 21st. Kenosha police say the 67-year-old man who set his house and garage on fire before shooting himself has died from his injuries. First responders found him injured at the scene, and he did confess before being flown to Milwaukee for treatment. He did pass later in the day yesterday. Efforts to enhance safety at Quarry Lake Park are underway after two fatalities this year. New warning signs against cliff jumping have been installed following the deaths of a 16-year-old and a 25-year-old who both drowned in separate incidents. And Summerfest 2025 will start June 19th. They're sticking with the three-weekend format, and the kickoff event will celebrate Juneteenth Day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers win the series in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers bats with a big bounce back again. After a 10-0 performance Tuesday, Milwaukee came back with another 8-5 win last night to take the series over the Braves, and they did it against veteran lefty Chris Sale, manager Pat Murphy.
We forgot we faced Chris Sale. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's one of the best in the game, and he made big pitches at big times. He was tremendous. Had some things go our way, but we left a small village on base. But then we kept pecking away. Instead of getting discouraged, we kept pecking away, and you got to credit the guy. guys.
NFL, scary moment at the end of practice. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson went down holding his knee after colliding with a safety on a ball thrown by Jordan Love.
I thought it was solid. I'm glad, you know, Jordan, you know, took a shot on that one. Tried to go up and get it. I think we just came down a little awkward. I don't know if it was his, like, knee or his cleat, but something just kind of hit me in the knee. But I think it hurt a lot worse in the moment than, you know, I thought. You know, I'm just wasn't too serious.
That's wide receiver Christian Watson. The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland this Saturday with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds hanging around this evening, then a clearing sky overnight, and a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine and a nice day for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. More sun for Saturday, warming to the mid-70s for a high, and upper 70s Sunday. Right now it's 80.
On WRJN. It's a big day in Beatles history. It was on this date in 1969 that photo session for the cover of the Beatles' Abbey Road album took place. Out on the crossing outside the Abbey Road studios, photographer Ian McMillan balanced on a stepladder in the middle of the road, took six shots of John, Ringo, Paul, and George walking across that zebra crossing while a policeman held up traffic. The band then returned to the studio and recorded their album.
For the tree. Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Badfinger and Day After Day on WRJN. By the way, you can see Badfinger this Sunday night at the Wisconsin State Fair. They're going to be there as part of the Happy Together Tour. It's become a staple of the Wisconsin State Fair, so it's this Sunday night. It's the Turtles. It's Badfinger. It's Jay and the Americans. It's the Association. The Vogues. Should be a lot of fun. It's this Sunday night at the Wisconsin State Fair. Well, Don Rosen has his show tomorrow morning, 6 till 9. Don, what's going on?
Hey, Kurt, Friday morning, Brett Hoffman will join me from Marcus Theaters. We'll talk about the weekend's new movie releases, what's ahead, and some movie news as well. Friday morning, right here on WRJN.
All righty, Don, we'll be listening tomorrow morning, 6 till 9 on WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G of Gurnee Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
dreaming, you can make my dreams come true.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Are you enjoying hearing Paul Harvey again on WRJN? You know, for decades, Paul Harvey was a staple here on the radio. And he's back in archival form. You can listen to Paul Harvey's rest of the story, Mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25, and in the noon hour at 12:05 with Cindy Huber.
Searching for something to say.
radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Half of Wisconsin's fire chiefs say they don't have enough money to cover their budgets. UW Oshkosh researchers talked to 200 fire chiefs. Their study shows a rise in service calls, staffing shortages, and budget shortfalls. Also, more than 10% of Wisconsin's fire departments missed at least one service call in the last year. If crowds are any sign, the excitement is building for Kamala Harris's Democratic campaign for president. 12,000 people came out for her rally yesterday in Eau Claire.
The path to the White House runs right through this state, and with your help, we will win.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance is speaking to reporters everywhere Harris stumps this week.
We think it's important to have a counter-narrative here.
Harris is introducing her running mate Tim Walz to swing state voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha police say the 67-year-old man who set his house and garage on fire and then shot himself yesterday has died. The fire call came in first, with rescue teams finding the man injured when they arrived. The man was in a condition to confess to starting the fires and was flown to Milwaukee, but did not survive his injuries. Firefighters managed to control the blaze on the north side near Bradford within 30 minutes. Kenosha police are investigating. A Racine County Board committee will hold a hearing later this month on a sales tax. The county is one of only three in the state without a sales tax. It would add a 0.5% sales tax to the state's 5% rate. The initiative aims to generate an additional $20 million in revenue. Those wanting to share their thoughts at the hearing should add August 21st to their calendars. The 19-year-old UW-Milwaukee nursing student that went under the water in Kenosha County last week has died. Jackson Henderson passed away following a drowning incident at Lake Andrea in Pleasant Prairie Saturday. After being underwater for 10 to 20 minutes, bystanders and first responders were able to get a heartbeat, but he did die after several days in the ICU. The family announced Henderson's passing through a GoFundMe link. And there are efforts to enhance safety at Quarry Lake Park. The move comes following the deaths of two people at the park earlier this year. New signs warning against cliff jumping have been installed. A 16-year-old jumped in, couldn't swim, and died in May, while a 25-year-old died in June after falling in. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds hanging around this evening, then a clearing sky overnight, and a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine and a nice day for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. More sun for Saturday, warming to the mid-70s for a high, and upper 70s Sunday. Right now it's 80.
John, it's the Orleans on WRJN. So John Hall of the Orleans wrote most of the music for the Orleans, and his wife Joanna wrote most of the lyrics. So that song came about because one of their friends was going through a divorce, and they asked them if they could write a song about a couple staying together. So first, Joanna wrote the lyrics on the back of an envelope and said to John, can you do anything with this? And he says, I wrote the music to it in about 10 minutes, which is a good sign.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling that so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly,
I'm not afraid.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Doing anything tonight? Bring a lawn chair and chill in the grass next to Racine's beautiful harbor. It's Hot Harbor Nights at Festival Park. Some of the area's top bands will play a wide variety of music. You can get drinks, you can get food. It's every Thursday night this summer from 7 to 10 p.m. Hot Harbor Nights at Festival Park.
Mustang Sally.
Can we listen? Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right. Despite an internet full of helpful information, adults are still trying to figure out some common misconceptions. The top things we're confused about: does sugar make children hyperactive? No. Are bats blind? No. Does the U.S. president control gas prices? No. Is food safe to consume if it's been on the floor for less than 5 seconds? Depends. Is buying always better than renting? Depends. Can the Great Wall of China be seen from space? No. Does cracking knuckles lead to arthritis? No. Hope that helps.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Everybody knows if it's summer season, it's festival season, and Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries, hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
The
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 5 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying school? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magicians.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be mad.
gonna jump for joy. Come on. Pigeons gonna run to him. Here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. States as far north as New York are now warning residents to prepare for Tropical Storm Debbie. Governor Kathy Hochul.
We expect up to 6 inches of rain in some parts of our state. That'll mean 2 inches per hour, which is fairly cataclysmic.
Folks in Virginia also preparing.
Candles, ready to eat foods just in case the electricity go out. Bottled waters for sure.
Debbie's blamed for at least 7 deaths so far. Taylor Swift fans broke into song after spotting a proposal today in Vienna, Austria.
See the light, see the light.